You've got a starting point.
I do indeed.
Right. If you move left to the edge of your page.
Okay.
Okay, now go straight down.
Past the forest fire.
Past the forest fire. And have you got a picnic site marked?
No, I don't.
Right, we'll go straight down to the bottom of your page, almost to the bottom of the page. Okay. Now, have you got an adventure playground marked on your map?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go along to your right.
Right. Sorry. I was supposed to draw.
Okay. Right. Okay. Until you're underneath. Right. Until you're underneath the left-hand edge of the adventure playground. And go straight up past it.
Back up due north again. Okie dokie.
Stop when you're just past the adventure playground.
Yeah. So basically forming a rectangle here.
Almost, yeah.
Right, and it's just to the right of the forest fire.
Okay, now go right. Have you got a granite quarry marked?
No, I've got one very far up the middle of the page.
Middle, right, almost slap bang in the middle.
Mm.
Right, okay, go right until you're underneath the right hand edge of that. Just past the right hand edge of it.
I've also got privately owned fields. Which are.
Will you hit them if you go through that?
Could well do. They are due right of the start and directly below the granite quarry.
Right, if you're at the top of the right at the top of the adventure playground, just almost touching it. If you go straight right there, will you miss them?
Yes, I will indeed.
Right, if you go right along there until you're at the right hand edge of the granite quarry.
Okay.
Now, can you go straight up?
Right.
Round the top of the granite quarry.
Do you have a fallen kiln?
Yeah.
It's up to the right. Do you want me to go in between the two of these?
Uh-huh. But stay quite close to the granite quarry.
I'll have to cover in because private loan fields are to you.
Right.
Okay, I'm just at the right hand tip of the granite quarry at the top.
The right hand tip?
Uh huh.
Okay, we'll go round. Have you got a train crossing?
No, I don't.
No.
Well, I'll do it at the very top left hand page.
Oh, right, I've got another one marked. Okay, if you go round in a kind of semicircle round the top of the granite quarry until you're like level with the bottom of it, of the actual redrawing.
So basically come round our side.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And go straight left to almost to the edge of the page.
Do you have a waterfall?
Yeah.
Underneath the waterfall?
I want you to go up past on the left hand side of the waterfall, if you can.
But you want me to go
right,
to underneath
it? I want you to go underneath it and then round the left hand side of it from where you are now.
Okay, so I'm now at the left hand side of the waterfall. Do you wish me to go north?
I want you to go up north to the top of the waterfall.
Right.
Now go right to the edge, the other right hand edge of the waterfall.
Beside a public footpath.
Where's the public footpath in relation to the waterfall?
It's northeast, just above it. So there's a space in between the waterfall and the public footpath.
Can you go up the left hand side of the public footpath?
I can indeed.
Right, go on that. Until have you got cornfields marked at the top?
Yes.
Right, well don't go up as far as the cornfields, but go up in that direction. Okay?
Right.
Now can you go right a couple of inches from that? So you should be above your public footpath, whatever it is.
Correct. Below the corn.
Right. Have you got a fallen? You've got a fallen cairn, haven't you? Over to the right hand side of the page.
Right at the very bottom.
No.
Sorry, in the middle.
And up sort of to the right hand, northeast of the granite quarry.
Uh-huh.
Right. Can you go, from where you are now, can you go directly southeast to the bottom of the fallen cairn?
The bottom of it? Underneath it?
Go underneath it, yeah.
Okay.
Right, and come up the right-hand side of the fallen cairn, go like north up the right-hand side of it.
How far up?
Just stop at the top of it to right. See what you've got. Right, have you got limestone cliffs above where you are now?
No.
Okay, right, come round, almost circle the fallen cairn, and almost back to like where it would join your line.
I have a lion country, if that's any use.
You've got what?
A lion country.
Lion country? No. Right, can you go straight north from where you are now to the bottom of the East Lake? Have you got a lake at the top there?
Yes, I do. The line country is slightly in a way. It's slightly to the left. Whereabouts in East Lake do you want me to join?
Well, you've got the limestone cliffs.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
There's 3 points in East Lake on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
How far do you want me to... Whereabouts on...
We'll just go about the middle of the sort of bottom line. If you can head for the middle of the bottom line.
So that's basically to the right of the lake?
No.
I mean the right-hand side of the lake.
Yeah, well, but don't go too... a minute.
There's two sort of coastlines on the bottom of the East Lake, if you like. One comes down, one goes sort of across a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wish me to join...
Right, you've got the one that's coming more almost horizontal.
Right, you want me to...
Head for the middle of that, if you can.
Okay, that's going past the line country to the right.
Right, that's fine.
Okay.
Now, if you go... Follow the line of the lake. Follow the line
going
of
west.
The lake left.
Right.
And just stop when you're just past the bottom, like the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be the finish.
So that's almost below...
Almost below the bit that goes up the top corner.
Okay.
That's you.